The Bible is harsh today. The gospel this morning is not good news. The gospel is not good news. Jeremiah's angry God rails against us. In Luke's gospel, Jesus condemns our arrogance, that we consider ourselves, our views, our values, our opinions, our social, religious, and political opinions, our beings wiser, smarter, better than others. Jesus condemns our lack of humility, as we present ourselves to the world selfishly, rudely, offensively, obnoxiously, metaphorically, in gospel terms, taking the best seats. When the gospel is not good news, do not rationalize the anger of God the Father or the disgust of God the Son. My lifelong daily habit has been rise early mornings to enjoy dark pre-dawn silence before the day starts churning around me. And 3 years ago, as most of you know, I had a heart issue that revealed I was living on the brink by grace alone. And so I started rising even earlier to enjoy as much life as possible, not driving my Chevy to the levee, but always knowing and humming, this may be the day that I die. And during that time, to record my thoughts and feelings as I lived into and through that time, I started a daily journal on how I was doing, how I was feeling, what it was like growing up in Panama City and on St. Andrews Bay, things about my life, automobiles, which is one of my main joys in life, life in the Navy, even now and then something about God. And that daily online journal posting started out on Caring Bridge, which is a website for keeping friends and family informed about a medical patient. Caring Bridge has a convenient notification feature that once you post your journal entry online, it emails everybody who wants to know that your posting is up and ready to read. And so I did that. But then after my successful open heart surgery in Cleveland, I dropped Caring Bridge because I was no longer a patient and started a personal blog instead, but still posting that daily notification on Caring Bridge for interested folks. And this continued every morning until this past June, just a couple of months ago, when a Caring Bridge website update made it impossible for me to post my daily notification. And so I tried and tried on that over a period of a week or so, and then I finally gave up and switched to a daily notification on Facebook. And though I'd had a Facebook page for years, I'd never used Facebook. When people invited me to be Facebook friends, I always accepted, but I never made an entry on Facebook. I never even scrolled down to see what people were saying. And this summer, actually, I discovered that I had missed a lot over the years. Upon changing from Caring Bridge to Facebook, I started then scrolling down and reading what people are saying. I had no idea what it was. And folks love Facebook. It can be almost addictive. I found that out. And that social medium is good for keeping up with friends and relatives and neighbors, local and around town and around the nation and the world. And the wonderful things to read, beautiful pictures, news about friends and family, about your church. It's easy and fun to keep up. It's good. It's very good. But contradicting that hip saying, it's all good, it's not all good. Because wherever we are, there seems to be something like the serpent with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Beyond the pleasure and fun and usefulness of Facebook, I was reminded of what one sees scrolling down online, a news event or online column or an article of some sort. When you get down to the bottom, to the comments where people say mean, hateful things to and about each other anonymously and out of arm's reach, sort of like Harry Potter's cloak of invisibility, like the discourtesy of anonymous road rage, and remembering St. Paul's New Testament Greek word skubalon, it is as though sewer pipes have burst, and we're loose to rage our hatred and contempt at each other, unchecked, even not checked by the gospel. Judging by what one encounters online, rudeness, anger, contempt, hatred, seem to be the new American. But rudeness and hatred are not American, not Christian, not agape, the love of God, not obedience to our baptismal covenant. When I started posting daily on Facebook and then scrolling down to see not only the informative, kind, loving, neighborly things that people share with friends and neighbors and say to and about each other, but scroll down and see things people say that are hateful about others' religious and social and political views, I was stunned. Some of the things I read left me so depressed and discouraged that I went back to staying off Facebook, except for my daily post and run, which takes me 10 seconds, and then I'm gone. In our gospel this morning, Jesus takes people to task for arrogance, our absence of loving kindness, thoughtfulness, consideration, and humility as we present ourselves to the world. Is the gospel rubbish? Is the gospel rubbish to us? If the gospel is rubbish, why are we here? But I testify to you this morning that the gospel is not rubbish. And we must understand that the gospel is not little stories about what people did and said 2,000 years ago. The gospel is Jesus Christ coming present in the midst of us, in and as God for us, the word of God for us today. We adults are capable of abstract thinking. We cannot be so childishly concrete and literal-minded that we miss the oblique. This gospel is about you, and it's to you, and it's for you. This today's story that we read together is not about Jesus in somebody's home for supper and shaking his head as he sees people taking the best seats. That's not what this gospel is about. This gospel is for whoever hears it. This gospel is Jesus in this room personally, chiding me personally and you for lack of humility in what we say and do and in how we live. This gospel is Jesus Christ, God the Son, walking into the room where we gather and seeing firsthand what we are, proud, arrogant, filled with self and certitude. Jesus seeing what we are and shaming us. Your homework for this week is to think. Your homework is to claim this gospel before you speak or act or write. Your gospel assignment is to ask yourself that childish kindergarten Sunday school question, WWJD, WWJD, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say and do? It's the only question that matters. It's the only question. It's the only thing that matters. What would Jesus say and do? Will you do as Jesus would do? Do you believe in him? Will you do as he would do? The baptismal covenant is found at page 304, as we stand.